Nora Hersey wasn't sure that Cape Cod was really for her all year round. She loved her husband's family home in East Orleans, but it was a long way from her own home in Minneapolis, and even farther from her family farm in North Dakota, where she grew up. Her son Richard says his mother was worried that once Labor Day came, Cape Cod would be empty. So for 23 years, she summered.
They had their honeymoon in East Orleans, and it was the sweet memories that started there that kept them coming back every year. And I think it was a place of great relaxation where they could stop the world around them and really relax and focus on family and really enjoy time together.
In 1978, Nora and her husband Richard packed up his business, the Hersey Clutch Company, and moved from Minnesota to East Orleans. Their daughter Liz says her mother soon met a devoted circle of friends. Just as she had when she moved from North Dakota to Minneapolis, Hersey found her way to the Cape Cod organizations where she thought she could do the most good.
My mother found so many avenues of volunteerism that she could delve into, and she did, in short order. And I think she later decided it was so fun to be here year-round.
As Richard tells it, Nora Hersey grew up on the farm her grandfather settled in the Red River Valley of rural North Dakota, not far from the Canadian border. Her father grew wheat and barley.
Her core values were created as a child, I think, because the life of a farmer is based on optimism, hope, and perseverance, patience, and all of these characteristics, although she didn't choose that for her life to be a farmer, she used those same characteristics throughout her life to be productive for others.
Farm life may have built her character, but it didn't hurt her complexion. Her family likes to say that as a farm girl, she never saw the sun. Kate says Hersey either was inside helping her mother in the kitchen, tending to her eight siblings, or reading books.
Our Aunt Vivian was just telling us recently how beautiful Mom's skin always was. And even when she was dying, the nurses came in and said she has the most beautiful skin. She had very pale skin with rosy cheeks. So apparently she was quite the beauty when she was a child and growing up.
When Hersey neared high school years, her parents made a decision. They needed her on the farm. They were younger children to look after and plenty of work to do. But they put all that aside. They wanted their remarkably bright little girl to get an education, a good one.
And so her parents sent her to live with a family in a nearby town that had better schooling. So from age 14, she was pursuing better education, and then they did actually graduate her a year early because she was such a top student, and then she went to teaching school in North Dakota, and then eventually went to Minnesota and got her degree at the University of Minnesota.
Last September, Kate and Richard took their mom back to North Dakota, where they visited the one-room schoolhouse where Nora Hersey took her first teaching job. It was called the Gray School, and children from nearby farms of all ages and grades would arrive each morning on horseback or get dropped off in carriages. The building is a historic landmark now.
She had the instinct to mother and to care for people, and that combined with the instinct to want to move on and get better education. And she wanted always for other people to have those same educational opportunities.
The four Hersey children say they grew up in a house filled with music and conversation and books. Their mother adored parties and stories. She liked history and children.
She loved to bake and cook.
That's her daughter, Liz.
And her recipes came from her childhood, many of them. And she made the same recipes year after year for every meal. And I think of at Christmas time, the sugar cookies that she made and drew in the neighborhood.
On Cape Cod, Hersey found a long list of civic and social organizations to support, but it probably was the library and the Cape Cod Symphony Orchestra that earned her most steadfast devotion. At Snow Library in Orleans, she became the public face of the children's program. She was president of the Friends of the Library, and she served on the Board of Trustees. Tavi Prugnow is the library director. He met Hersey soon after he started as a part-time reference librarian in 1996, and she came over to introduce herself.
I'd have to say that Nora's two main interests were in education and in children. So she was always very active in the children's programs, introducing the children's programs, making sure that we had great children's programs here at the library, and also the Lifetime Learning Series, which encouraged education of adults.
Her family says Hersey had a desire to make books, music, and other resources available for others. She attended most every Cape Cod Symphony Orchestra event, and Executive Director Jerry Carter says Hersey was a leader in the Friends Association and fundraising for the symphony's education programs.
She was focused, very intelligent, quiet leadership, strong, and very effective.
But Hersey's daughter Kate says fundraising didn't come easy.
She did tell a story about how scared she was to ask for money. And not scared, uncomfortable. And the first person she went to ask for money for, I think it was the symphony, she was at their house, and the person pulled out their checkbook and wrote a $25,000 check. And Mom said it made her feel so good that after that, it was a lot easier.
For the last 6 years of her life, Hersey regularly traveled to Harvard Mass General in Boston to participate in a dementia study. Her memory and cognition were declining, but Richard says she creatively tried to hide it.
It came from her own personal pride. It hurt her to not be able to perform all the time at the level that she had been used to.
Nora Hersey of East Orleans died on October 24th. She was 86 years old. Richard says his mother donated her brain and body to Harvard Mass General to help further medical research. Her children say that since their mother died, they've all heard stories about her benevolence, her dedication to helping others, and her kind smile. For WCAI, I'm Sean Corcoran.